A man who dares to waste 1 hour of time has not discovered the value of life. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Hakju, and today's program will be about wastefulness, so stay tuned and don't go anywhere. Wastefulness, or israf, means going too far and exceeding the limits in various issues. It is contrary to that of moderation. Wastefulness is any useless action or any action which exceeds the natural limits, whether it relates to excess in quantity or in quality. Based upon this, it is clear that it does not only relate to food and drink or even to financial matters alone. It is much more comprehensive in meaning. It is also that which is stated that wastefulness can relate to any excess in behavior, emotions, or spirit. It can also relate to any excess in ethical, cultural, or social characteristics. Israf has various branches, although it appears that there are three individual factors which determine if an action falls into the boundaries of waste or not. The three are as follows. First is religiously impermissible actions. This is because anything religiously forbidden constitutes the boundaries and limits of God. Second is a judgment of the intellect. This relates to spending money on things which is the intellect considers as being wasteful and foolish. And third, societal norms. Societal norms are another factor in determining waste and extravagance.
I'm Sayed Abbas Mir Hashemi, secretary of the 6th Fajr International Festival of Visual Arts. In this festival, we have four sections. They're national, international, complementary, and programs on the sidelines. In the national section, we have paintings themed the contemporary human beings, statues with the theme of the endless road, miniatures and calligraphy in nasaliq, nasr, and sul's styles of writing. In the international section, 56 countries, including Turkey, Brazil, France, Indonesia, and a number of other countries, have taken part and sent their works of art in the fields of poster, caricature, cartoon, and photography. In the programs on the sideline section, we can point to works by veterans and active artists of visual arts in various fields. 77 artists have delivered 77 works for this section. Our focus in this festival was to develop the contemporary arts. In the competition section, we showcased about 990 works by 800 artists in the Sabah Culture and Art Institute. The gallery will be held until February 24th in the Institute for Visitors and Art Lovers. The Fajr Visual Arts Festival has a detailed program every year and awards the participants in various fields at the closing ceremony.
My name is Ali Ansari. I'm a free artist. I'm not living in Iran, but every time that I came back to Iran, I'm searching some galleries. And this gallery, it was really surprised me because every time I come to Iran, I see that the young people, they are working very professional. Most of them, they are young. And especially for this festival, it's like a very nice collection. You can see everything here, like a cartoon, like a graphic design, like sculpture, painting, tazhib, handwriting, miniature. So very nice collection. It's very good experience for your eyes if you want to see a lot of stuff for fine arts. Here is very good place. So you can come and join from everything that you want to see. It's a very good experience.
This week we would like to introduce an Islamic site to you, so stay tuned.
Islamica pursues the simple and at the same time fundamental goal of publishing the huge amount of literature produced and translated in Islamic schools through the emerging publication facilities introduced by mobile and tablet devices. To do this, the existing content and publications are transformed into a digital library, and using special academic and technical standards, they are converted into texts suitable for display and study in new mobile reading devices, such as Android-based tablets and similar technologies. The initiative goes far beyond a simple conversation of the existing text into EPUB or other digital formats, and actually turns into a movement for collaborative translation and editing of new texts, social reading of existing texts, and also a universal hub for all interested authors, translators, and readers. A special Android-based application is developed for Islamica project. It is available for download through the homepage of islamica.ir. The application can check the latest additions to the central library, and the user can freely download any book from the shelf and read it online. Also, in a social environment, the readers can write a comment or interpretation of the book and share it through the same mobile application. Currently, there are books in six languages of English, French, Spanish, Arabic, Persian, and Chinese.
Uh, you know, in our country, a vast number of books and articles are published and are available, and there are certain new facilities for production and for distribution of these books. And we have devised a new way for this production. And in Islamica, we are distributing the books in new formats of EPUB, that is a digital, new digital format like PDF, but available on mobile devices and tablet devices. Yes, everybody all around the world, they can download the software that is designed for Android devices and for Java-based devices. And as soon as they download and run these softwares on their mobile phones, Android gadgets, they can get the latest catalog and list of books on their own devices, and they can download the books, any book they, that they wish, and the book will be available on their devices and in offline format. Yes, the main subject of the books, for now, we have only worked on mainstream Islamic books, history of Islam, and some educational books, the philosophy of Islam, and some political history of Islam books.
Israf and wastefulness has many side effects. The first is a physical harm to the body. Exceeding the limits is eating, in eating and drinking brings great harm to the body. According to physicians today, overeating and drinking too much are one of the main causes of various illnesses and diseases. This is something which is emphasized by the Imams many centuries ago. The second is a wrath of God. God does not love those who do israf. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said the following in regards to israf. Israf is subject to God's wrath. And third, a decrease in blessings. Israf causes the blessings to decrease in one's life and to eventually die out completely. Israf comes hand in hand with a decrease in blessings.
همه با یک نام و نشان به تفاوت هر رنگ و زبان همه با یک نام و نشان به تفاوت هر رنگ و زبان همه شاد و خوش و نرم زنان بشنو سوز سخنم که هم آواز تو منم همه ی جان و تنم وطنم 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 همه با یک نام و نشان به تفاوت هر رنگ و زبان همه با یک نام و نشان به تفاوت هر رنگ و زبان همه شاد و خوش بشنو سوز سخنم که نواگر این چمنم همه
also has severe social consequences. The first is the destruction of social wealth and resources. Israf wastes social resources such as oil and minerals, no matter how great these resources may be. Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned the following in a tradition. Israf annihilates even great amounts of wealth. Second is a decline of societal morals and ethics. The improper use and waste of resources pulls humanity towards corruption and societal destruction. This can even reach the point where an individual stops caring about the needs of others and only cares about himself. Third is the creation of class strife and struggle. One of the causes behind the creation of class strife is that of israf. This is because some individuals with their high levels of wealth believe that they can spend this wealth in any manner in which they please, even if this goes against the rules of Islam and their society. Over time, this attitude helps to first create classes and then to create strife and rancor between them. And lastly, the decline of governments. Another one of the social consequences of israf is a decline of governments. Ibn Khaldun was one of the Muslim sociologists who has mentioned that whenever a government would become afflicted with israf and extravagance, it would soon fall into decline. Welcome back. Now let's go see this report together.
I am Zahra Ghazipur. I started the Iranian miniature painting in 2001. As miniature painting is an attractive art, I took interest in it and actively took up miniature painting. Mr. Ghambari was my teacher. Miniature painting is an Iranian Islamic art. This type of painting is a collection of innovative and beautiful designs created by painters and miniaturists to adorn religious, scientific, cultural, and historic books, as well as omnibuses, art magazines, and beautiful poems. Masters of miniature painting use these collections in many parts of books to add to the visual beauty of everlasting literary and religious texts of their homeland. That's why the pages are adorned with designs of tree branches, arabesque pictures, plant stems, flowers, and khatan flowers on the sides. The Iranian adornment and miniature painting date back to the Sassanid era. After the advent of Islam in Iran, Islamic and Arab governments took control of this art and called it the Islamic art. In the Seljuqid era, miniature artists started to adorn copies of the Quran, war instruments, utensils, clothes, and monuments. After some time, in the Timurid era, this art was at its climax, and the most beautiful works of miniature belonged to this period. In the Safavid era, painting, miniature painting, and calligraphy were at the service of bookbinding. After quite some time, some works were created which are kept in Iranian and foreign museums. The art of miniature painting is an extraterrestrial art. In this work of art, for example, the flowers are not found on the earth. We can say that they are specific to heaven. The colors used in miniature painting are mostly Islamic colors, such as turquoise, jade, and azure. These colors are mostly used in the traditional style.
welcome back. We've come to this portion of the program where we read emails from our dear and lovely viewers, which is one of my favorites, as I mentioned, probably in every episode. Our first email of the day is from Yasmin, who emailed saying, thank you for the program about Imam Khomeini. I was eager to know about his coming to Iran and how the revolution kind of began. Well, we're hopeful that it was insightful for you, and hopefully you watch the next week's program and we have a little bit more in detail about that. So definitely stay tuned for that program. Flora said, thanks for the previous program. I enjoyed it. You're very welcome. Sam said, can you make an episode about family and the importance of family in Islam? That is a very interesting topic, especially in relation to close family, like mother and their children, and how important respect is in these types of situations, although we covered something similar to that in one of our previous programs, if you've seen. So hopefully we'll make another program. We'll try to and incorporate this suggestion. And our last email is from Muhammad Amin, who emailed saying, thank you for announcing your site on the program. I used to miss it because of its timing, but now I get to watch it online. Well, I'm really happy that even if you can't watch it on TV, you still go and make the time to watch it online, and you still make the time to email us. We so appreciate it. So just continue to send us all these emails, even if it's just like a one-line email, just talking about your opinion, a comment, anything really. Even criticism is appreciated. Anything that can help us make our program better and more interesting for you viewers. So once again, thank you, and continue to send us emails. We look forward to reading them. Thank you and take care. Welcome back. If you guys would like any further information about our program regarding its timing, or if you missed a program, you want to watch it online or even live, you can visit our website at english.sahartv.ir. There you can find all the information regarding our program and other programs of Sahar TV that are in English, etc. So don't hesitate and visit the website.
Monday on Women, the host of the show talked about the role of mother and how crucial it is within the household. One of the most important roles of women is their motherhood role. Actually, mother has a crucial role in family to make a good atmosphere in order to ease the improvement of all members of the family. Indeed, mother's role is beyond family scope, and they make improvement in society. The experts of the show were Safiya Virji, a general practitioner, and also Sania Balu, a medical expert. Tuesday on Insight, my colleague Esther Nanetta-Blatin and the expert of the show, Stefan Lindman, author and radio host, live via Skype from Chicago, talked about Islamic Revolution. The Iranian Revolution was a populist, nationalist, and an Islamic revolution based on guardianship of the Islamic jurists. They also noticed that the Islamic Revolution was in part a conservative backlash against the westernization efforts of the Western-backed Shah. The West and the Islamic Revolution is a documentary which broadcasts every night at Sahar TV. This documentary illustrates a simple and factual narrative of the West and the Islamic Revolution of Iran. This program discusses interactions between Iran and the West from 1954. Additionally, analysts and political commentators have given their insights on the relationship between Iran and the West, different stages of conflict between the West and the Islamic Revolution. The program also highlights the scientific and technological achievements of the Islamic Revolution. And finally, every night you can watch Interpretation of the Holy Quran, which is hosted by Sayyid Mahmoud Mousavi, an Islamic scholar. He interprets the Surah Baqara, or the cow, which is the second and the longest chapter of the Holy Quran. This surah was revealed in Medina. It is also considered to be one of the first chapters revealed after the Hijra from Mecca to Medina. The chapter comprises of 286 verses and includes the single longest verse in the Holy Quran. The surah addresses a wide variety of topics about law and retells stories of Adam, Abraham, and Moses.
Well, we hope that you've enjoyed the program. Till next week, take care and God bless.